当然是黎恩跟黎恩的婚礼，当然这是富有意义的，是因为黎恩要嫁给一个成绩册里面只有一分的黎恩。
For those who don't know the story, Leanne thought about what would be good to have in a husband, and the only mark that Ian got was he was taller than she was.
那大家不知道故事的话，其实是因为黎恩成绩册上的唯一分是因为伊恩比黎恩高。
But it is remarkable not just that they should want to get married, but they should want to get married in this way.
这富有纪念价意义的日子，不是因为不单单是因为他们要结婚，而是因为他们希望以这样子一个方式来进行婚礼。
Ian and Leanne have very deliberately chosen to be married in a Christian ceremony as an expression of the fact that they both belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ian 跟 Leanne 决定用这个基督教的仪式来进行婚礼，是以表示他们是属于神，并且是我们的主耶稣基督。
As they have gone through their wedding vows, you will have noticed that they have used very traditional wording.
当前他们所使用非常传统的婚礼宣誓，他们是选择一个非常traditional， 就是传统的字眼。
They have not chosen this wording because it's traditional, but because it's true.
他们选择这一些字眼，并不是因为非常的传统，而是这是真理。
Today, some weddings change the vows considerably. For example, I, Leanne, take you, Ian, to be my husband as long as our love shall last.
那现在有一些的婚礼呢，他们就改变一些就是宣誓里面的字眼，就是说我黎恩要就是嫁给你，黎恩成为我的丈夫，就是愿我们的日子有多久就有多久。
In my experience, that would not be for very long.It would last until their first argument, perhaps.
那这些日子呢，并不长久，因为就是在你第一次有争执的时候，那就不长久了。
But Ian and Leanne have not chosen to do this. The wording of the vows and the fact that they've placed them in the context of a Christian service of worship indicates the power for their marriage does not come from within themselves.
但 Ian 和 Leanne 他们没有如此的选择，这些的誓言。这个、宣誓的字眼，再加上这基督教的婚礼方式来宣读，是表示他们的婚姻不单单是靠着自己。
Ian and Leanne have come to see some wonderful things about marriage, not just wonderful things about one another.
Ian 和 Leanne 在婚姻当中看到美好的事情，不单单是有关对方美好的事情。
As a Christian pastor, I've been delighted to see.That they've come to understand that their marriage is not just about themselves or their own happiness.
身为基督徒的牧师，我很高兴看到他们能够了解他们的婚姻不单单是单单他们自己或者他们的喜悦。
They have come to see that marriage is not just about human actions or about human feelings. Marriage is about heavenly things. It is about God and His relationship to us.
他们看见婚姻不单单是有关人的行为，也不是单单人的感情，婚姻乃是天国的事情，是有关神与他的关系，对于我们的关系。
The Bible tells us that marriage is not of human origin.
圣经教导我们，婚姻不是从人类而来的。
The fact that all cultures practice marriage in one form or another indicates that it is universal.
但是各个的文化却有这个婚姻的一个的习俗，就是好感觉上就好像是一个普及性的。
But the universal nature of marriage is not because of human inventiveness.
但婚姻这普及性并不是由人类所创造。
Marriage is not really a social contract or an agreement that gives certain advantages to those being married.Or certain social status to their families.
婚姻不是一张社会里面的一个合同，或者是大家给予一个的契约，就是我给你一些的利益，你给我的一些利益，这并不是婚姻。
Ian and Leanne have come to see that marriage is given from above, not created from below.
Ian 和 Leanne 看见婚姻其实是神所给予的礼物，而不是世界上所创造的。
God has given the human race the gift of marriage.
神给予人类这个婚姻的礼物。
In it, he reveals something of who he is, and through it, he teaches us about his love for us.
在此，神给予告诉我们到底他是谁，并且也透过婚姻教导我们他对我们的爱。
One of the words that you will have noticed in the vows is the word covenant, as in this ring is a token of the covenant made between us this day.
其中一个字眼在那个宣誓里面就是 covenant, 就是一个契约，就是它这个戒指呢，就是一种契约的象征。
Covenant is a profoundly biblical concept.
这个契约是一个圣经上的一个字眼。
Covenant expresses the way in which God relates to us.
这契约代表着神如何与我们有这个关系。
He does not relate to us in terms of a business deal or a proposition.
它并不是好像世界上就是说一些的商业之间的关系的契约。
He does not come to us with a contract form to be signed, as though if we only keep our end of the bargain, he'll keep his end of the deal.
它并不是好像就是要我们就是签这个的合同，以致如果我们遵循合同上的事情，它就保守我们在合同上任何一件事情。
The best way to understand covenant is to look at the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那最好的方式能够了解这个的契约，就是看这人与，就是看这耶稣基督他这个的人与他所做的每一样的事情。
He came into this world to save us, not because we had kept our end of the bargain, but because God has kept faith with his own word.
他来到世界上来拯救我们，并不是因为我们对于他对于这个的契约的保守，乃是因为神保守，就是他持守着他所做的每一个的誓言。
In fact, the Bible teaches us that no human being since the sin of our first parents has ever kept God's word.
圣经上也告诉我们，就是说，人类在第一个的人类，并没有真正就是保持着神给予我们的这个的契约。
There is none who has ever obeyed his laws or kept his commandments or truly loved him with all their heart and soul and mind and strength.
没有一个人真正来遵循他的律法，或者保护他的这个的誓言，或者真正用他们身心灵能力来完全的爱他。
Certainly there is no one who has truly loved his neighbor as himself.
当中也没有人真正的爱他们的邻舍。
Jesus said that these two things, a love for God his Father and true love for one's neighbor, were the most important things in the whole world.
耶稣说，你们要爱神，你们也要爱人如己。这是两个最重要的事情在这世界上。
The history of human society, filled as it is with unfaithfulness, wars, violence, greed, and broken promises, teaches us that we do not have a heart to love.
在人类社会历史当中，乃是充满着不忠心、打仗、暴力，其他就是破坏誓言的事情，教导我们并没有一个爱的心。
We certainly do not have a heart to love God.
我们也没有一个爱神的心。
And our love for our neighbors is often deeply influenced by selfish motives.
那我们爱邻舍的心也常常就是因为我们一些的动机而影响。
But God's love is not like this at all.
但是神的爱并不是如此。
Here is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son.As a propitiation for our sins.
这是爱，不是我们爱神，乃是神先爱我们，并且把他独生儿子赐给我们，以担当我们的罪。
This love of God is not according to a business arrangement.
这神的爱并不是商业上的这个的安排。
He does not love us if only we would do the right thing or keep his law.
他不是因为我们保持着我们对神的这个誓言，他爱我们，这并不是这样的。
No, he loves us while we were yet his enemies and while we were filled with hatred towards him.
他爱我们是当我们还是罪人的时候，还是他的敌人的时候，他依然爱着我们。
When Jesus came to live among us, he saw how deep that hatred was.
当耶稣来到世界上与我们一同生活的时候， 我们看到我们对他那种的憎恨。
When he came with arms outstretched in love, and words and actions full of love, we created an excuse to kill him by nailing him on a cross.
当他以他的行为行动来表示他的爱，并且来用言语用行为来表示他爱的时候，我们却有很多的理由要把他杀死，并且把他钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was killed because we hate God.
耶稣被杀死，因为我们恨神。
But this does not mean that God hates us.
但是这并不表示神不喜欢我们。
This death of Jesus was the very means that God had used to bring judgment to our sins.
耶稣基督的死是神原本就是要我们就是有这一个对我们的罪是有这个的审判。
He met our hatred with love, and when we were crucifying him, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them; they do not know what they are doing."
他用爱来回应对我们对神的这个的讨厌，但是我们当我们钉耶稣在十字架的时候，耶稣祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Here is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and gave His Son for us.That our sins might be exposed on the cross and there carried away in Jesus.
这就是爱，并不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，并且将他的独生儿子赐给我们，以致我们的罪能够在十字架上显示，以并且借着主耶稣基督能够带走。
This is where we understand covenant most clearly.
这就是我们如何能够来明白这个的契约。
In the action of Jesus' death on the cross.We see that God has not treated us according to what we have deserved.
耶稣基督的死让我们知道，就是神并不是透过我们所做的任何事情来对待我们，乃是。
If He had given us what we had deserved, we would have to live under His judgment forever.
如果我们就是生活在我们神，我们应该就是神给予我们的审判的话，我们一定会生活在神的审判当中。
But His covenant love is so enduring that He has fulfilled His covenant promises.
但是他这个爱的契约是很久忍耐的，很久的，而且他也来呈现了他这个的契约的保证。
He promised to remove our iniquities and to remember our sins no more.
他答应我们说，他不再看我们的罪。
This is not because we deserve it.But only because He's promised it.
这不是我们应该的，但是这是他所应许我们的。
So He keeps His promises and He loves us by meeting our hatred with love.
他保持着他的应许，并且他爱我们，当我们依然还在讨厌他的时候。
So what does all of this have to do with Ian and Leanne?
那这一切又跟伊恩和莉安有什么关系呢？
Firstly,They have come to experience this very fact that God has loved them and He's forgiven all their sin through the death of His Son on the cross.
那第一件事情就是他们能够经历到神的爱，就是他神原谅他们所有的罪，就是借着耶稣基督的死在十字架上。
They are a Christian couple because they've come to know the forgiveness of their sins through Jesus.
他们是基督徒的夫妻，是因为他们了解就是神对他们的爱。
Secondly, it means they know the power for their marriage does not lie within their own hearts.
第二件事情就是他们知道他们婚姻之间的能力并不是靠着他们，不是单单靠着他们两个人的心。
They do not have it within themselves, by themselves, to love God or to love one another.
他们并没有这个的能力来爱对方。来爱神，或者是爱对方。
But love does not come from ourselves; it comes from God.
但是爱并不是从我们而来，乃是从神而来。
Ian and Leanne recognize that their vows are only possible because God has loved them, and He continues to love them.
伊恩和莉安知道他们的誓言是唯有能够进行的，唯有是靠着耶稣基，就是靠着神的爱，因为神先爱他们，而且继续的爱他们。
In this love, they have power to continue in love.
也因着神的爱，他们有这能力继续来相爱。
Today, they are radiant with joy and glowing with good health.
今天他们充满着喜悦的心。
It will not always be this way.
并不常会有如此。
They need to be filled with the love of God so that they might love one another in years to come when they are not so young and beautiful as they are this afternoon.
他们乃需要常常充满着神对他们的爱，以致他们能够在未来的日子里面能够依然来到彼此的相爱，因为他们总有一天并不会好像今天如此漂亮。
Ian will not always be as handsome as he is today.
Ian 并不会好像今天如此般的英俊。
For example, he might lose his hair and go bald.
比如说他会失去头发并且变成秃头。
Ian will not always be as trim and as wrinkle free as she is today.
那李恩并不会好像今天如此的漂亮并且没有皱纹了。
Eventually she may have grey hair too. But at least she'll still have hair.
当然她可能会有白头发，但至少她依然是有头发的。
Thirdly, it means that they can live together in the power of God's covenant.
第三就是他们能够借着神的能力来生活在这个契约当中。
They can be assured of God's settled affection towards them.
他们能够确信知道神的爱能够使他们彼此相爱。
No matter what sufferings come or what deep waters they'll have to travel through, they never need to doubt that God's love is with them and for them.
无论未来的状况是高山或者是低谷，他们走过，他们都不需要怀疑，就是神的爱依然是向着他们的。
Their knowledge of the love of God is not tied to their outward circumstances, that is, whether they're rich or poor, or enjoy good health or illness.
他们知道神的爱并不是靠着他们外在的行为，就好像就是说，无论他们是富贵、贫穷，或者是健康或有疾病。
But their knowledge of the love of God is guaranteed by the fact that God's love has come to them in the cross of Jesus Christ, where their sins were taken away.
但是他们能够确信的知道神的爱已经临到他们，就是透过在十字架上的主耶稣基督，他们的罪已经被赦免了。
And fourthly, it means that what we're seeing today is a sort of picture of the way God will be faithful to his people.
第四样事情就是我们今天所看到的，就是神如何的忠心的对待他的子民。
The Bible speaks about Christ being our bridegroom and his people being the bride.
圣经上告诉我们说，基督就是我们的新郎，而我们他的子民就是他的新娘。
In their vows, Ian and Leanne have given themselves to one another.
在伊恩跟李恩的宣誓里面，他们给予双方这个的肯定。
All that was Ian's is now Leanne's.
那伊恩的所有就是李恩的。
And all that was Leanne's is now Ian's.
那李恩所有的都也是伊恩的。
So we see a picture of the love of God for us.
我们也在此看到神的爱所给予我们的图画。
When Christ comes to us, all that is ours, our sin and our guilt, our shame and our wickedness, he takes as his very own.
当基督来到我们当中的时候，我们所有的就是我们的罪，我们的一切的不义或者是羞耻的事情，他也担当了起来。
And all that he has, his righteousness, his love, and his relationship with the Father, he gives to us as our own.
而耶稣所拥有的就是他的公义、他的爱、他与父神的关系，他也把一切美好的事情给予我们。
So this marriage today is a picture of the great marriage between Christ and his people.
今天的婚礼就好像基督与他教会众子女的婚姻一样。
So through this service today, Ian and Leanne have led us into the very heart of God's nature.
透过今天的聚会，伊恩和李恩带领我们进入到神最基本的属性。
It is this which will be their security and strength for the many years of life that stretch out before them.
也因着如此，在未来的生活，他们懂得如何依靠着神的爱，在他们生活里面有保障。
Amen.
Amen.